On our morning show today, we are talking about the upcoming Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 in Woodman. Roddy Dahl is our guest. Roddy, it's time for another fun go-around, isn't it?
And I love to be here. It's a big event for us in Woodman every year, and I so look forward to it.
So you've got a whole bunch of stellar bands and musicians this year. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's growing every year. And so this year we have about 30 different musicians, and they're either part of groups or soloists or something. And we have more people ask to participate all the time. So it's one of those things where each band doesn't get to play an hour, for instance, because it's a one-day event. So, we try to pack everybody into the time constraint that we're faced with. But it's the fact that each musician there gets to play some of their favorite things for charity. And it's also a reunion, of all the musicians. So they get to talk to each other, maybe musicians they haven't seen in 5 years or 10 years or maybe even in a year or so, because a lot of these musicians still play out and a lot of them are retired. So
it'd be interesting to have a family tree of some of these bands and who all belong to them and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Some of them would have so many different branches because they probably played in half of the bands that will perform that day, So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yes. So it's coming up this weekend, and I know it's for fun, but it's also for a good cause, isn't it?
We started Rock and Roll Reunion in 2010 as kind of a memorabilia concert for a Richland Center musician, Dale Kidd. And Dale was really good about raising money for some children's charities on his own. So when he passed away in 2009, we held the first Rock and Roll Reunion and raised money for his charity. Since that time, all of the Rock and Roll Reunions have raised money for a different charity or a cause every year. And some of those causes have been veterans memorials. I think we've raised for two or three veterans memorials. We've done for hospice. We've done for first responders. We've done for mental health, the treatment of mental health. And last year we raised money for about 24 local families that were dealing with cancer. This year we're raising money for autism. One of the musicians that played last year had mentioned at the end of last year's event that he had a child with autism and wondered if we could make that our cause for this year, and that's what we're doing.
Lots of times schools are underfunded in some of those programs, and especially the small schools have a real need, don't they?
They do, and so the way that we're distributing the money this year is that we're picking five schools, potentially six, but right now we're looking at five, and those schools have been picked because of their enrollment numbers, and because those smaller schools do get less funding, we wanted to make sure that they had the same, the same opportunity to deal with special needs children in general. So a couple of schools have been picked already, and one of them is pretty close to Richland Center. Ithaca Schools was one of the schools that we picked. Seneca is one of those schools, and Wazika. So we still have a couple more schools to go yet, and then we will divide that money between them for these for this special needs room that they work with children in.
Do most of your musicians come from a several county area right here in Wisconsin?
Most of them come from a four or five county area, real close to Woodman. So it'd be Grant, Richland, Vernon, Crawford, sometimes a little further out than that. And their roots were within those counties, even though they may have moved away. Some of these musicians are traveling from Madison and other places further away.
You've had lots of people pass through this event before, and sadly, some are no longer with us, Roddy.
No, and we've had some really great musicians there. Vilas Craig, obviously, and he was an award winner there, received a Lifetime Achievement Award. Gary Chamberlain was a really great artist. Mike Wagner was a really good local artist that played there. And so we get a lot of musicians, and a lot of those musicians, sadly, are no longer with us. But they have performed at the reunion since its beginning in 2010.
Will the Lifetime Achievement Award winner be announced this year at the event?
We will. We've got three award winners already selected. And of course, that's all hush-hush,
Yeah, secret.
And it's all secretive. And they're picked because of their lifetime commitment to performing live music. So the three that we have picked still perform, which is pretty cool. And they've all made different contributions. Some of them have had to do with putting together other musical programs and things like that. But all three of this year's artists are still actively performing, and that's pretty cool.
Is there a wall of honor somewhere displaying all the names?
We do have a wall of honor. We set it up at the reunion every year. At some day, that wall of honor is going to make its permanent home in Woodman somewhere. But it has the pictures and the years of all of the years. And then there's a website called Live Music USA, and all of the Lifetime Achievement Award winners, pictures, and I think some information about them is on that website also. So,
well, you have memorabilia on display that day as well?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of memorabilia. People bring old guitars, and one year someone brought some of the old custom amplifiers with all the padding around the outside, you know. But there's a lot of photo albums, a lot of pictures, T-shirts, instruments, posters from old bands. There'll be some really classic, interesting guitars on display there also. So I know that one of the guitars is a pretty high quality left-handed Fender guitar that I actually purchased from an estate from Doug Batchelor, and we're going to have that on display. And there's some signature guitars that go there, and we have one guitar we've designated as the Rock and Roll Reunion guitar. It was gifted to me by the widow of one of the former award winners, and we've designated that is the official Rock and Roll Reunion guitar now. So somebody has to play that guitar every year.
I was going to say it's going to get used. Then,
oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. Somebody plays it every year at Rock and Roll Reunion. So that's really cool.
We have a jam session at the end, Roddy?
A little sometimes. We've been selecting the same group to close out all the time because they're really party bound. So they get the crowd going really good, and the drummer from that band has been gracious enough to donate his drums for all the other members to use that day.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. Is there a schedule then?
There is a schedule online. Again, that would be there's an event that's been created on Facebook, and it's Rock and Roll Reunion 2025. And if you click on that, that should give you the information and the schedule. I don't know it off the top of my head what it is, but it starts at 10:30 in the morning, and then we stop about 1:15, and that's when we present the awards. And then the entertainment will start again right after that, and it will keep on going until about 10 o'clock at night, I think.
We have shirts for sale?
We have shirts for sale. That's how we raise the money that we give away every year. So it's a free event, and it's a family-friendly event. You can bring your own beverages, but we don't serve alcoholic beverages there. So we serve non-alcoholic beverages, and we serve burgers and hot dogs and chips and, you know, your basic lunch foods there. So it's the food and the T-shirts that actually raise the money for the cause. And the T-shirts are $20 a piece, and they are different every year and say something about the cause that we're working with that particular year.
I like the slogan, it's not Woodstock, it's Woodmanstock.
That's right. That's our claim to fame now, you know. So you got to take advantage of what you're given, and Woodman was real close there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So music, I know, has been a part of your life, your entire life. When you're on stage, Roddy, is it kind of like a fountain of youth? Do you kind of think you're back there about 25 years old again?
Oh, I sure would like to act like it. But due to a little arthritis and, you know, some of that, those things, I probably don't perform as well as I did when I was, in my 20s or something like that. But I truly enjoy it. I'll be playing with about four different groups that day, either as a guitar player or a backup vocalist or something. But yeah, it's a reunion. So, you know, everybody jumps in and helps each other out.
Sure. Can you do the flying V kick or the splits or anything like that when you're playing?
No. I do have a flying V guitar, though.
Do you?
And I am going to play it for one of the last groups that day just to say that I played it at some event. So it's in the shop right now getting worked over a little bit. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
What are some of the names of the bands you've been in?
Some of the bands I've been in were, I played in a band called Morningstar in the 70s, and one of the members of that band was Bill Miller, the recording artist. And he just played here in Richland Center at at the boarding house Antiques, and I was fortunate enough to be in his opening act that day, and got to play some of my original stuff, and so that was fun. And I've been in a couple of bands, one called Home Cookin', which had a 45 out, and you're going to get that record,
oh,
by the
boy.
Way.
We'll have to re-debut it on the radio.
Yeah. And, you know, some other groups as all, you know, as well also. But, yeah, it's kind of a hodgepodge for groups that day. We've tried to put the band's names back together with as many original members as we could. So all 30 musicians will jump from one band to another kind of to make it work. And quite a variety of music, too.
That's what I was going to say. It's really all styles, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple there that I truly love, Barry and Sherry, and they're from down by Genoa. And they play a little Irish music and a little folk music. And Sherry plays the stand-up bass fiddle. She's our only stand-up bass player, and she's amazing. They're both amazing husband and wife couple. And then we've got some folk, and we've got some blues, and we got some rock and roll, and country, and you know, we've managed to put just about every genre you can imagine into this day.
Yeah, that's awesome for the people that attend. And the best thing is it's free.
It's
right?
Free. Absolutely yeah. Free. Yeah. Bring your own chair. We are going to have a lot of tents set up, and there are shelters there, so there should be some shaded spots. It's supposed to only be in the upper 70s, so we're hoping it's not a heat bomb like it is today. But we do have the old village hall there, which we're going to have the air conditioner on, so if it does get real, real hot, there's a place to cool down there. And yeah, it's an outdoor event with food and soft drinks and fun and family-friendly. Bring everybody along. And stay the whole day.
Yeah, it sounds like really good weather. I don't want to jinx this whole thing, but you had one year where you had severe weather.
We had a tornado pop down in Boscobel, and you know we're real close to Boscobel, so it did take our power out, and we all stood under the shelters and watched the clouds go by, but it didn't stop us. We unplugged everything and managed to put together an acoustic finale to the day over in one of the shelters. So, you know, we make it work all the way through.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm guessing a few of these artists probably have to get somewhere else that night to play somewhere.
We did. I know that Ann Christopher, she's a good friend of mine, fabulous artist. She is, we had to move her up early in the schedule because she has another place to go that day. And so some of the musicians are playing early. And so don't come late and miss some of your favorite musicians because they have places to play that night. But a lot of them just took the day off and decided to hang out till the end. So.
Should be fun.
It's
yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun.
So 10:30, you said the music begins?
Music starts at 10:30, yep. And, you know, we're going to have some cold sodas and stuff there for everybody to start their morning off. And I think the burgers and hot dogs are going on the grill real early. So, should, you know, probably not going to get breakfast there, but you can start lunch early.
What about crowd control? Do you have somebody stationed at the stage to keep the people from jumping up on the stage?
Well,
and things
you
like
know,
that,
they at this age, jumping up on the stage, even for the spectators, isn't as likely as it would have been before. But no, the crowd is pretty well, they take care of themselves really well. And I really want to send out a big thank you to the crowd from the last years because they pick up after themselves. So when it's all done at the end of the night and it's time to pick things up, we don't have trash laying around. Everybody is picked up and put away, and I'm very thankful for the attendees for the way they act at Rock and Roll Reunion.
See, that's the difference between Woodstock and Woodmanstock. Woodstock, they didn't clean up after themselves very well, I don't think.
No, they clean up really well, and they're all appreciative, and everybody, it's good.
Well, Roddy, thanks for coming over and joining us, so we hope that it goes really well this weekend.
I want to thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate your support all these years.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the music these years, Roddy, too, as well. Woodman is the place, the Rock and Roll Reunion coming up this weekend. It's Saturday, August 2nd, and don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Even if you can stop by just for a few minutes, Roddy,
absolutely,
it would be well
yeah,
worth your
yeah,
time.
Yeah, thank you.
This is The Morning Show on WRCO.